Lawmakers, business leaders, and community advocates are gathered in northern Michigan for the annual Mackinac Policy Conference, and a variety of issues are being addressed, including those dealing with the environment. I'm David Fair, and this is WEMU's monthly feature, First Friday Focus on the Environment. One of the issues being addressed by a new coalition is the Enbridge Line 5 oil pipeline that runs through the Straits of Mackinac. It is a decades-old pipeline that scientists say could cause catastrophic damage to the Great Lakes should it release a major spill. The recently formed Great Lakes Business Network is represented by a wide variety of business owners and interests, including a good number of craft beer brewers. Now, my guest this morning is founder and president of the largest brewery in Michigan. Larry Bell heads up Bell's Brewery. And, Mr. Bell, what is your message to lawmakers today on this issue of Line 5?
Well, we believe that Line 5 needs to be decommissioned. And we believe that that's in the best economic interest of everybody in Michigan, especially for those living in the Straits and those communities in northern Michigan that take their municipal water from the Great Lakes. You know, for my company, we do a lot of business up north here. We sponsor a sailboat race up here, and we also have a brewery in the Upper Peninsula that sources water from Lake Michigan. So any break in the line could have really serious consequences for our economic outlook.
In the case of the Kalamazoo-based Bell's Brewery, you already dealt with a major problem with Enbridge when it spilled between 800,000 and 1 million gallons of oil into the Kalamazoo River system. How have you seen that impact residents, businesses, and the economy of that area?
Obviously, we don't take water from the Kalamazoo River, but there were certainly consequences. There was troubles with, unfortunately, with first responders who fell ill trying to do good deeds because Enbridge would not divulge their proprietary chemical mix in what was going through the pipeline. Obviously, money's more important to them than human health. For Bell's, we had to sue Enbridge because they tried to illegally put a remediation pad right next to our brewery that would have caused benzene and other hazardous chemicals to float into our brewery. So we had an existential threat from Enbridge, and fortunately we were able to prevail against them. But I really learned that sort of the DNA of their company is really just profit, 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 and they seem to have very little concern for the environment or the economy of anybody else in their way.
How is that different than your business model? Aren't you about profit, 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 too?
You know, we take a look at things a little bit differently. We believe in a sustainable model. We believe in the safety and morale of our employees. We believe in building community. I don't see those attributes in Enbridge. And, you know, as companies, we all need to make profit, but we have to be concerned about the generations to come as well.
You are listening to WEMU's First Friday Focus on the Environment. We're talking with the founder and president of Bell's Brewery. Larry Bell and his company are now part of the Great Lakes Business Network, which aims to use its influence to create better protections for Michigan's greatest natural resource. As you know, Mr. Bell, Michigan Senators Gary Peters and Debbie Stabenow have introduced federal legislation that offers many of the protections you're calling for when it comes to Line 5. Given the political climate, do you see their legislation and your call for more stringent protections going anywhere?
Well, I think that the Great Lakes have always been a bipartisan issue for those legislators in the states that border the lakes. And so I think that, yes, I think their legislation could definitely have some legs as people understand and legislators understand how important the lakes are to the economies and the welfare of the states that border them.
Bipartisanship is going to be crucial in enacting any protections for the Great Lakes. So after the Mackinac Policy Conference, what is next for the Great Lakes Business Network?
We're going to continue to get our message out there, hopefully sign up additional businesses, and keep up contacts with legislators and those that are in charge. I've had the opportunity to sit down with Attorney General Bill Schuette, discuss the issue with him in a very pragmatic way, and I think this issue will come more to the forefront as we go through the next election cycle.
Well, Mr. Bell, thank you so much for your time today. I do appreciate it.
My pleasure.
That is Larry Bell, founder and owner of Bell's Brewery and involved member of the Great Lakes Business Network. And we continue with WEMU's First Friday Focus on the Environment with a look at some of the other environmental issues being advocated for at the Mackinac Policy Conference. I'm now joined by the Executive Director of the Michigan League of Conservation Voters, Lisa Wozniak. Much of the Great Lakes protection lease is linked to budget decisions. The state legislature has not yet adopted its budget, in final form anyway. What has the discussion been on Mackinac Island thus far about the budget in relation to the Great Lakes?
Great question. You know, the thing that's most top of mind here with both state lawmakers and federal lawmakers is the proposed cut within the Trump budget to zero out the Great Lakes Restoration Initiative. And so that, as I interact with people throughout my time here, that's top of mind. They are, it seems, whether Republican or Democrat, people are very interested and very concerned.
Yeah, that comes to a more than $300 million hit, and it has been the Trump administration's contention that the federal government has paid for that long enough and that the Great Lakes state should pick up the tab. Is that even a possibility?
Well, considering the fact that the state lawmakers are also considering huge budget cuts, the answer is no. The $300 million is not something that's going to be made up within the state of Michigan's budget. And I would like to point out that as the state legislature convenes, and they will be continue to do so before the July 4th recess, they are proposing additional cuts within the state budget that could have very, very dramatic impacts on the protection of our air, land, and water. Within the House and the Senate, there are cuts proposed to remediation projects, to air quality, to water protections. So the state legislature is actually acting and proposing to adopt a budget that is being put together without any consideration of what's happening at the federal level.
It kind of seems to fall in line with what was proposed at the federal level. Again, when it comes to the EPA, the Environmental Protection Agency, a 31% budget cut at the federal level. Has there been discussion linking the proposed EPA budget to the state budget decision?
Well, the first thing, again, that is top of mind for people is the Great Lakes Restoration Initiative. What I'm working to do and what many people on the island are working to do is to actually make sure that that conversation is taken down to the impact of the proposed EPA budget cut, which could potentially have huge impacts on things like Superfund cleanup, brownfields, water protection funds. The DEQ budget here in Michigan is very, very dependent upon EPA dollars that come into the state every single year. So we need to make sure that the connection between the state budget-making process and the federal budget-making process is connected.
Lisa Wozniak, in your interactions to this point on Mackinac Island, are you finding open ears?
I am. I mean, it's very hard to be in a place like Mackinac Island, looking out over the straits and looking at the Mackinac Bridge and being this close to this incredible body of water and not have some sense of what the impacts could be. And it was a great pleasure to be with Larry Bell and both of our U.S. senators and a number of our members of our congressional delegation and members of the state legislature yesterday talking about Line 5. And other issues that are impacting our Great Lakes, because frankly, we're right here and we're looking at them and we're feeling their beauty and knowing that they are the drinking water source for over 40 million people throughout the region.
Well, I suppose the good news is budget decisions have not been finalized to this point. What becomes the mission of environmental advocacy groups such as yours when you return to the home office?
We are absolutely going to be continuing to work with citizens throughout the state to ensure that they understand what the implications of these proposed budgets are at the state and the federal level, and trying to get as many people engaged in working with, making calls to their elected representatives to ensure that they hear very clearly from citizens around the state that these issues are very, very top of mind and of huge concern to citizens across the state.
Lisa Wozniak, thank you very much for your time today.
It's my pleasure. Thank you, David.
That is Lisa Wozniak, Executive Director of the Michigan League of Conservation Voters, joining us from the Mackinac Policy Conference on Mackinac Island. I'm David Fair, and you've been listening to First Friday Focus on the Environment. It's a monthly feature presented on the first Friday of each month on 89.1 WEMU-FM and WEMU-HD1 Ypsilanti.